You're now listening to Let's Be Honest with Derek and Corey.
Another week, another day, another Thursday. You're listening to the best up-and-coming podcast out there. This is Let's Be Honest. I am, of course, Derek. Over there on the side, we got our lovely producer, Tamia. And over here on the phone, we got Corey. What's going on, Corey?
All right, what's up? What's up?
How's your week been, man?
It's been good.
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good over here, too. So, got any news you want to go over real quick while we, because I got some stuff I need to get off my chest real quick. So, you got some news?
You know, since you mentioned it, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but the Lakers actually won a game tonight.
Yes, the Lakers did win a game, by the way. Don't act surprised.
They actually won.
Yes, they did.
I'm not going to lie. I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't asleep at the time or make sure I wasn't going crazy. But the Lakers actually beat the Hawks.
You're talking about the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, I love to call them the Falcons for some reason.
Yeah, the three and oh Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, well yeah. Now they're not 3-0, but anyway. Real quick, we got to go over some things real quick. We got a lot of news going on. But see, the Twitter world has been kind of banging because people are saying Corey doesn't get enough to say. Corey doesn't speak enough. Oh, Derek, you don't let Corey speak. So I decided to give Corey, huh?
Who's in it?
I don't know, an invisible Twitter world. So I decided to give Corey a little segment, something that he can do on his own. So it's called Today in Wrestling History, or This Week in Wrestling History. Depends on how you look at it. So, Corey, go ahead, take it away.
Actually, there was one big thing. Probably what this day, or I should say week, the WWF Hardcore title debuted. I know a lot of people probably remember that title with Mankind and Mick Foley having it. But to me, the biggest memory of it was the 24/7 back when Crash Holly had it. That was actually was one of my favorite moments with the Hardcore title. Crash Holly literally defended that title 24/7, 365 days a week. And they had some pretty funny moments like Crash Holly defended it at a circus or him defending it at a hotel room. It was pretty funny. A couple of YouTube videos out there. You guys should definitely check it out when you get a chance.
Speaking of... That's pretty good, Corey, by the way. Speaking of YouTube, right now we are currently doing, we're going to do stuff different. And here over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing some advancing on this show. We're going to try to make some things different. Obviously, you know that you could find us on Facebook, you know, Let's Be Honest, 01.facebook.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Let's Be Honest 89. Also, we're doing things on YouTube. So right now we're recording. So probably here for the next few weeks, probably so to me, we're going to record probably the first segment. It's going to be about 20 minutes each. We're going to just record that first segment. We're going to let that be like a filler or something. You know, we're going to see how that goes. So that should be pretty interesting, too. Just to kind of get this out the way, Survivor Series is coming up in about 3 weeks?
About three weeks.
Somewhere in there. And obviously, you got your classic Raw versus SmackDown. So we're looking into possibly doing somewhat of a so-called live show, kind of like Facebook Live, Twitter, stuff like that. So that should be pretty fun, too. while we're doing that, it allows you to ask us questions or give comments and stuff like that. And hopefully we can get that up by, right after SummerSlam, kind of like live reactions and stuff like that. So that should be pretty interesting. Series. Say again?
Survivor Series, not SummerSlam.
Yeah. What did I say, SummerSlam?
Yep.
Getting old.
I feel like it's fans for you.
Yeah, at least we won. but to don't ever correct me again, Carl. But to get on with a little bit of news today, we got a lot going on once again. I am currently sitting here watching Game 7 of the World Series. Are you keeping up with the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently it's 3-3. What's that score to me?
Don't see it.
And obviously this will be old by the time you hear it.
Chicago 8, Cleveland 7.
So Chicago 8, Cleveland 7. Obviously, this would be old by the time you hear it, because you're going to hear this podcast. It's going to drop on Thursday. Today is Wednesday. But I actually believe the Cubs are going to win, but I kind of thought that from the beginning. So,
yeah.
I'm not too much of a fan of anything that comes out of Cleveland. Is that the end of the game?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Hey.
Cubs win.
So, right now, it is official, and we got to tweet that out. Tweet and Facebook that out, but the Cubs just won the World Series. First time in a long time. Don't have those stats. Cubs actually won the World Series. Yep. Unlike the Dallas Cowboys, who I'm assuming will not win the Super Bowl. I'm going to say that now. Something that I want, and that's something I want to get off my chest. I'm so upset. Why does Dallas keep winning? Can anybody just tell me why Dallas keeps winning?
Why do they keep winning?
I don't know.
I was looking at it. I was like, oh, Dallas actually winning the games from a winning streak?
I kind of was looking forward to, like, Philadelphia beating them, you know, because of, the game that they just came off last week. I was kind of looking to that happening, but didn't do any good. So, it's like the Cowboys win again. That's a problem. Also, unfortunately, kind of skimming through the news here. Also, unfortunately, playoff standings came out last night. I don't know if you're aware of this, Corey. I think this is breaking news. Hey, Tamir, get ready to tweet this out. We got breaking news, right? What? Alabama's still number one.
Oh, gosh. Jesus. Still number one.
This needs to end already. I think we got like 2 weeks for the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
And with the role that we're going in, Auburn, of course, with the role that we're going in, I think, and somebody's going to get mad because I put role and Auburn in the same sentence. But with the role that we're going in, I am actually thinking that we will definitely beat Alabama.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about that? You thinking so? You agree?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Actually, I hope so. I know so.
Yeah, it has happened.
And I definitely do hope so because I got some pending bets on these games that I am not going to be happy about if I lose. And hopefully we won't lose.
Did you explain to them what your bet was?
So pretty much what the bets are, and it's with some co-workers. Pretty much what the bet is that I would change my personal Facebook page. I would change that to, I would change it to
Alabama.
To the Alabama,
Alabama.
Their thing, logo, yeah.
For Alabama.
And then I would change the, and then I would say, actually post those, those words.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I have to do that for 24 hours.
And you have to wear that tie.
Again, and I have to wear a tie, too.
Oh, man, that's torture.
Yes, that's really torture. But on the other side of the coin, they have to do the same. They have to do the complete opposite. You know, they have to wear the warrior gear. They have to, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty confident. I don't make bets. I don't make beds.
No, you don't.
It's a little personal. I don't make bets that I don't think I can follow through on. So, like I said, with the number 9 Auburn, by the way, and we're going to get into that in a second here when we get into some college football news, but the number 9 Auburn Tigers will not lose to Iron Bowl. That's just my prediction. We will win again, although we haven't won in a couple years. But anyway, did anybody have anything of substance before we start the show or no?
No
substance, you know, whatsoever.
This has been a long time coming, but I am actually going to say, and I know I'm probably going to hear a lot of flack from the SEC guys, but I'm going to swear I'll say the SEC is overrated. I mean, I was looking at a commercial this past weekend. It was talking about the SEC is like one of the best. I'm like, okay. I mean, I know Auburn, of course, part of the SEC, but overall, I actually think the SEC is overrated, and that's mainly because of Alabama, the team Alabama, by the way. They keep saying SEC this, SEC that, but when you have other teams out there that aren't part of the SEC, but they're actually doing pretty good. Say Washington, for instance, I really got a feeling that Washington is going to end up being in the college playoff this year.
I agree with you. I need to find these standings here. Yeah. But I actually agree with you. I think Washington's going to go pretty far. Now, do I think the SEC is overrated? Realistically, in my opinion, it's not, because if you look at the way it was, I mean, like a couple of years ago, it was like 10 years standing. Was it 10 years or was it like 8 years or something like that, where somebody from the SEC won the national title? I think it was. I think it was like 10 years. Yeah. And people on Twitter or Facebook, please correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, I think it was. But anyway, I think at that time, you know, we were good. But here lately, it's been kind of rough, you know. And then I think Ohio State kind of broke that claim, you know what I mean? So, you know, maybe I think we're kind of getting back to where we used to get. Now, obviously, I'm kind of biased because I am in the South and, you know what I mean? So, obviously, I'm kind of biased towards the SEC, but I don't really know if I'll too far agree with you.
You mean it's kind of like...
Well, I mean, it's your opinion. You hang by your opinion. But to get into some news here, wow, goodness gracious, got a lot of news here. To get into some news here, apparently this whole thing with TNA, and I know a couple of shows ago I said I'm not going to beat a dead horse about TNA, but in the news here, apparently with this whole thing where Billy Corgan's suing TNA. Apparently, they've been running their past couple shows, like Bound for Glory and stuff like that. They've been running their shows off of his dime. So, apparently, he wrote a contract that stated that if they can't, you know, repay his loan, then he would pretty much own the company. He'd get 100% of the company. Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know Dixie, but I'm pretty sure she wouldn't sign a contract like that. So I think that might have been like small itty bitty baby print. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so this past Monday, court case settled, and Tennessee courts found that he will not be taking control of the company. Now, is that good news or is that bad news? Corey, let me ask you that question first. Is that good news for TNA or is that bad news for TNA, knowing that Billy Corgan will not control TNA?
I don't know. That's kind of hard to say. I'm going to say it's kind of being towards the bad news if he doesn't take control of TNA, because his current direction right now is not really looking too good.
Yeah, they they're really struggling.
Yeah, they really are.
I'm personally I'm sitting here trying to figure out something good to say about them, and by the way, I've never worked there, but I'm sitting here struggling trying to find the good words to say about TNA, but I don't think there are any. I think probably the best thing is like their talent and stuff like that, but I mean, other than that, it's not that good. There's just nothing good coming out of it. I hate it for the wrestlers. You know, because everybody needs a place to work, but I think TNA is on its way down the drain here pretty soon. It's just a matter of when. In other news, we've got this Hulk Hogan and Gawker. Am I saying that right? Is it Gawker?
I think it's Gawker.
Okay, my question is, how long are we still talking about this?
I think they finally reached a settlement with it, so they can.
I mean, the last thing I heard about this was, well, I heard a couple of things, but the last thing I heard about it was that Hulk Hogan wanted to do something where they would pretty much get him back into WWE. Apparently, he wants to be in WWE. So that was the last thing I heard about that. But that was like earlier in the year, so I thought it was kind of over, but. Apparently not. Do you know anything about this, Corey? Or?
That's my first time hearing about that part. I knew there was rumors about Hulk Hogan will be returned to the WWE at some point. It's just a matter of when, but I didn't know about that part where they have to use Gawker to get him back in the WWE.
Well, you know, and I kind of understand that because it was kind of Gawker's thing that it was pretty much Gawker who pretty much ruined. You know him in WWE, but I guess so. But just to be honest, let's be honest, air quotes. Let's be honest. I don't think we're going to see Hulk Hogan in WWE anytime soon. And I don't think Hogan's going to get any money from Gawker anytime soon, because I think the original lawsuit was like $150 or something like that. $150 million, excuse me. I don't think that will be happening, because I think the company's probably worth $125 million, maybe.
Yeah.
So didn't they just go bankrupt?
Yeah, they apparently did. I think they got sold to somebody. I forgot the company they got sold to.
So that should be pretty. It's pretty interesting. Also in the news, WWE and once we look past Survivor Series, it's funny that we're looking past Survivor Series, but apparently WWE's already talking about their TLC event, where it will be Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles in a TLC match. I don't know how I feel about that. Mainly because we're looking past Survivor Series and we're talking about another pay-per-view. But that's just, you know, that's just me. We're putting the cart before the horse, or the chicken before the frying pan. Oh, the egg. Well, same thing.
Same thing.
So I don't really know how I feel about that. Is that a great match? I don't know. Because I am kind of tired of hearing about that. But
yeah, I was kind of hoping but being able to sing was going to be something that I first trained there for WrestleMania, because Cena and Ambrose have been having some like pretty intense promos the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
actually leads to a match between the two.
Yeah, and I actually got some thoughts about that real quick, about that, about this whole John Cena thing, because I think John Cena, and it's going to kill me to say, John Cena's becoming maybe a bit of a hypocrite.
Yeah, he kind of is.
But I will explain. I'll explain in the next segment, that is. Wow, this is 20 seconds. This show's 20 seconds. This segment went by pretty fast, but yeah. So, in the next segment, I'm going to explain what I meant, and the John Cena fans are probably going to hunt me down. But and I am a John Cena fan. Please don't get me wrong. But yeah. But there's a lot of things that has changed as far as John Cena's career goes. So, next segment, we're going to do some, we still got a lot of news. We got some NBA, we got some NFL, we got some UFC, we got some MLB. The Cubs just won the Super Bowl, the World Series. Cubs just won the World Series. Everything is happening. So we're going to go to break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Let's take a second and check out letsbehonest01.podomatic.com. They click on the Amazon link in the right-hand corner. It doesn't cost you a dime, and you can do all of your shopping needs at Amazon.com. Once again, it doesn't cost you a dime. You just click on the link, check out Amazon, and have a good day. Gentlemen, we are back again. This is Let's Be Honest with Derek and Court. And right now we are on our second segment, and we're gonna talk about the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. First thing I wanna ask Derek, what did you think about Hell in a Cell overall?
Overall it was okay. I mean, seriously, I think I just summed that up the best way I could without ripping the throat out of it and making it sound bad. It was okay. Now, with the exception of the danger that was around the show and the Hell in the Cell and stuff like that, it was an okay show. What did you think about it?
I honestly thought it was better than what I thought it was going to be now. Most of the matches I enjoyed, the one I hated was the one between the club and Enzo and Mora. I kind of fell asleep in that one. It was just kind of boring that match. But I definitely loved the women's match. That was probably my favorite one. Of course, the Roman Reigns and Rusev match, you gotta know.
Of course.
You gotta know how I feel about that one.
Of course.
The Jericho and Kevin Owens match, the part with Jericho coming back in, I was kind of expecting that, but it was still an okay match. I would say overall, the pay-per-view it was decent. Not the best, not the worst. I would probably give it a C. I'll give it a C, not a C minus or a C plus, but I'll give it a solid C.
Well, if we're giving grades, I'll probably give it somewhat close to a G. Is that a thing?
A G?
No. That sounds no. That's not a thing. Okay, I'll let's be real. Okay, I would probably give it a B minus.
Okay.
Yeah, with the exception of Sasha almost being decapitated by Hell in a Cell.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be weird. I think that's the second time we've always almost seen somebody get beheaded or
get
a spinal tap.
Getting impaled by the freaking steel cage. God.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, if you're going to take some bumps, I think you should at least kind of map those things out first. But here we go. Let's not take that too serious because some people are going to get upset with me. But yeah, you already know how I feel about those things.
Oh, yeah. And also, I was actually surprised by the New Day and Sheamus and Cesaro match. I was actually more entertained with that match than I thought I was going to be. And I ain't going to lie to you, I was just like you. I didn't think Cesaro and Sheamus was going to... I didn't think that them as a tag team was going to work. But after seeing that match, I'm kind of hoping to see where WWE goes with that.
I'm a little angry at this, at that whole Cesaro thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little angry because, I mean, so these two, they go to battle with the promise of one of them having a world title shot. They both get disqualified. You put them both in a tag team. And now what? So you put them in a tag team, you put them in a tag team title match, and then they lose. What are we doing now? So now last night they just had a tag team match with Primo and Epico.
Yeah.
You know, who are they again? That's not Epico.
Primo, Epico, Shining, whatever.
Shining Stars. Yeah. I'm not too happy with that right now.
I'm trying to
find a way to be nice right now because if you want to be honest, as a fan, I'm about to sit here and kind of rip this whole show apart as a fan. There's just a lot of things in here that really kind of didn't make sense to me. I've already told you how I felt about Cesaro and you know, the Cesaro and Sheamus and the New Day thing. That was kind of weird. The whole thing with the Carl Anderson and Gallows and who are those other two guys?
Big Cass and Enzo.
Yeah, Big Cass and Enzo. That whole thing with them. I mean, is it me or is this that intro kind of getting old?
Yeah, it got old. It is like when he started talking, I fell asleep on that part.
Yeah,
I literally fell asleep on that entire match.
And Tamina's giving me the EY because that's probably her favorite part of the show.
I don't know, they're funny, but it's like, okay.
Just from my point of view, it's starting just to get old because you see it over and over again. It's kind of like they do it too much. Now maybe, you know, if they did it every now and again and made it special, you know, for a special or an event or a pay-per-view or buy it now, you know, whatever they want to call it. It's starting to be overwhelming. I mean, look at what SmackDown did. Carmella had that thing where she moonwalked and then she said whatever she says as she comes to the ring. And they said, okay, well, this is too much. Let's just kill it. And that's what they did. And now it's normal. She just moonwalks and she goes to the ring. She doesn't do all that talking anymore. You know what I mean?
I think that's
what they should be doing, but I'm not the writer. You know what I mean? But I think that's what they should be doing.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. I'm Enzo Amore, and you can't teach that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it does drag on.
It really does. It drags on for extremely. I mean, it seems like it's just and I understand it's part of the fan interaction, but I mean, after a while, it's too much. You know what I mean?
I love Big Cass and Enzo, but sometimes when Big Cass get on the mic, it's just like, what is he saying? What is he talking about? I just like when they allow Enzo to speak because Enzo is great with the mic, you know.
And I'm starting to get this whole thing where you know, Enzo, Enzo's the guy who he's the scrappy, you know, and then Big Cass is the Scooby Doo. Wait till that gets out. Big Cass is the bigger guy, and he comes out and he fights Enzo's battles for him. I kind of get that, and I think that's kind of cool. That's cool, but I mean, just. We can do without that whole entrance, you know what I mean, for a little bit at least. Now, if it was the Undertaker's entrance, then, you know, hey, I love the Undertaker's entrance. It doesn't get old because you don't see him every night.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get old.
Well, it takes him about a year to get to the ring and everything, but, you know, that's another story. But, yeah, I tell you.
Okay, I'm scared to comment on that. But, but yeah, so I'm tired of seeing it. That's just me. What other matches were there before we get into the Hell in a Cell matches? Was that pretty much it?
That was
for
the matches. Bailey and
Bailey and Dana. Yeah. The Bailey and Dana match. First of all, that was an okay match. Actually, that was a good match. Apparently, I do a lot of exceptions here. I think I've said exceptions like 100 times already. But, I mean, with the exception of the fact that Dana... I think she probably needs to go back to NXT.
Yeah, she does.
For at least a little, you know. But with the exception of that happening, I think that was a good match. Because Bailey is really good, no matter what. I think Bailey can pretty much do no wrong here. But I think it was a pretty good match. What'd you think?
It was. I mean, I liked it. To me, it wasn't as good as the match Nikki had with Carmella, but it was still a good match.
This is true. So let's kind of run through this Hell in a Cell matches real quick. So the first match was Roman Reigns and Corey, please be biased.
Roman Reigns and Rusev. You know, Roman, of course, the big.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What did you think about that match?
It was good. I mean, I was kind of hoping for a table, somebody to go to a table in that match, but I enjoyed it. It was a good match to set the moves for Hell in a Cell. And, of course, the big dog, Roman Reigns, of course, walked past the United States champion. But to be honest, though, it really was a good match that set the tone for Hell in a Cell. I mean, like I said, I did kind of wish they did a spot with the tables in it, because every time I said tables. But yeah, it was a good match. Rusev continues to impress me.
I think it was. I agree. It was a pretty good match. I kind of disagree with you on the tables, because they used the tables. They used tables, I think, two times. In Hell in a Cell, so I kind of think they use a table in the women's match, and they use a table in the Universal Title match. So I think maybe a table in that first match probably would have been a bit much. You know what I mean? But they did use the things that they didn't use. You know, they used like the candlesticks and the stairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah! And of course, Rusev using that train, which kind of looked pretty. It kind of looked like it hurt when you used a chain on Roman's mouth.
Yeah, and they also made use of the cage too. So
yeah, that was the best part right there.
So I think that was pretty much a good job there. So I'd probably give that match about a. I would give that match probably an A, a flat A. What do you think?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Next match would be the Universal Title match, Corey. I'm gonna let you go first without me swaying your answer. What do you think about that match?
When it first started, you know, it was actually going pretty good. Now, I will have to say, I was kind of hoping Kevin Owens was going to win on his own without Jericho's help. But it was still a good match. They had some pretty cool spots in that match. I would give it an A-.
A-, okay. In that match, I actually thought that was a good match. Even the whole thing where Chris Jericho came out and it kind of frustrated me a little because Chris Jericho came out because if you listen to the show last week, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I was saying about the title. And I was saying about the title and how it seems smothered because of this, quote, friendship. And I think last night, I think it happened. At Hell in a Cell, I think they did it again. I think you smothered the title again. I mean, to be honest, I think if I was a person and I was watching this show Sunday and I just watched the show and I watched Chris Jericho come in and I watched the thing happen, how it happened. I would have never known that was for a title.
Yeah.
I would have never knew it was for a title. And even though it was referenced by the announcers and stuff like this, it just seemed so kind of watered down. And then you had the whole thing where Chris Jericho attacked Seth Rollins. I think that was on purpose to kind of lead to something bigger and better for Seth and Jericho. But
that part I kind of I had to walk away from a moment on that part, but I kind of missed the part where Chris Jericho attacked Seth Rollins. I have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, Chris Jericho gave him a code breaker. It was a good match. I feel like it's just being smothered by, and I hate to beat a dead horse here, but I think it's been smothered. It's just, there's really no, I just don't know. It's weird because, and it's kind of frustrating because here we are discussing the titles again, but I don't feel like these titles, if it was a regular match, I would be fine with this. But it was a title match, which means I should have felt some kind of extra incentive here. There should have been something extra here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because usually when they use Hell in a Cell, that's usually like the last rows for a few before they move on to the next thing. I kind of see what you're talking about right there.
But what match out of that night between the three main events, between those three titles, what match to me seemed like a title match, an actual championship match, was the women's title. Here we go again. The women's title. That match felt like a championship match. It just felt like it from the beginning seconds of it. Without the fact that Sasha almost got squished, it felt like a championship match. You could feel it. You felt that you could almost feel the tension in your living rooms, or if you were there, you felt it in the arena. I'm sure you felt it. It was tension. It was just pure, like, if you're, it was just pure, like, either hatred or love or whatever. You felt it. And that's what we're supposed to feel as a fan. Watching those other two matches, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I think I was over here on my phone the whole freaking time.
Yeah.
But so the women's match, to me, I will go ahead and give it an A++. If there is a such thing, I will give it an A++ with the sticker that kind of smells like an orange. Do they still make those or? Yeah, yeah. I would give it an A++ with a sticker that smells like an orange.
Why do you have to pick an orange?
Well, because orange is my favorite flavor.
Stinks.
Orange.
What do you think, Cora?
I'm going to agree that that was definitely a great match, and it was great. I'm glad they actually let the women main event that match and go last, because it really showcased what they can do, and they really did. They brought their A game. That match was good. But I literally, thought Sasha was hurt in that first couple of minutes of that match, and then when he was about to say, "Hey, Charlotte, you win my forfeit," Sasha just got up like, "Nope, you have to beat me." And that really like made me like care that the match was for the title, like he was saying. Yeah, I have to say, it was easily.
That is what I loved about that, because I loved every second of it. I was intrigued from the startup bell. Well, actually, I was intrigued from the entrances. I was interested from the entrances all the way out to the end of the match, where Charlotte walked out with the title. Charlotte Flair, as she is now to be called, which I thought we were calling Charlotte Flair from the beginning, but apparently we weren't. So that's something else that's in the news, that, you know, her name is Charlotte Flair now. Okay.
Charlotte Flair.
I thought that was her name in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But anyway, so what was your grade on that match again, Corey?
I said an A+, easily A+.
So I mean, like I said, overall the pay-per-view was okay. The last match probably would be I could just watch that, period. I don't have to watch the rest of the show. I would just watch that one match and I'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm the same way as well.
But while we're talking about WWE, apparently, and we're going to kick back into some news here. Apparently WWE is doing, I don't know if you've heard about this, Corey, but WWE is doing this new show, on Tuesdays called, WWE 205. You heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, I actually just found out about that, you know, yesterday they was on that show 205 about the cruiserweights.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm really interested in, because I'm interested in the cruiserweights. And in fact, I'm gonna get a little in depth with that real quick on the next segment. Also, I got some things I got to talk about the NFL and these Cowboys still winning. My oh my. We got some MLB news. I can't talk. He got some MLB news, the Cubs winning the World Series, the Lakers winning a game. I mean, it's all love. It's all love in the city. Auburn's on a win streak. The Jets are, okay, well, let's not talk about my Jets. But we'll talk about them, too, in a second. We got the playoff standings. There's a lot going on. We will clear all of this up in the third segment. So we will be right back. Let's be honest. See you in a second. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know about our social media links. You can follow us on Twitter at Let's Be Honest 89. Also, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/Let's Be Honest 01. Make sure you check us out. And don't forget to download and subscribe to our podcast website, letsbehonest01.podomatic.com. Welcome back. Let's be honest. If you are hearing my voice, obviously you are listening to us on Podomatic or the Podomatic app, www.podomatic.com. I was saying some things in the second segment that I wanted to kind of clear up on real quick. First things first, I was saying about John Cena starting to become a hypocrite, because I know somebody, I know people are waiting outside with their pitchforks. what I meant by that is, and I mean, I'm a John Cena fan, but what I meant by that was that he's becoming a part-timer, something he said he wouldn't do, just like The Rock said he would never leave. Finally, The Rock has come back, and I will never leave again. And then he left. Again.
I think people kind of missed what he was talking about. I don't think he really, like, meant he would come back and, you know, be back full time. But I think he really meant he would be back, you know, here and there, make an appearance here and there. Or maybe, like, a, you know, wrestling role or something. But I think a lot of people sort of twisted his words around on that. That's just me.
Regardless of either way, he's a part-timer. And now John Cena is a part-timer.
I definitely agree with John Cena.
And I understand that he has, you know, he has his own shows that he's doing and blah, 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 and, you know, stuff like that. So I understand. But you are now a part-timer, and I kind of agree with what Dean Ambrose said. Dean Ambrose said he's a hypocrite. He's a part-timer. He's a lazy part-timer. I'm not going to agree with the lazy part-timer thing, but yes, John Cena is a part-timer now. Yeah. I'm still going to be a John Cena fan, you know, no matter what, but still, he's still a part-timer. You got anything about that, Corey?
Yeah, Dean Ambrose really ripped him apart on a couple of those promos about him being a lazy part-timer and no longer having it anymore. He's basically, he didn't flat out say it, but he's basically calling Cena an old man now.
Pretty much what he said. That's pretty much what he said. To me, you're a John Cena fan. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't like that he's not, you know, wrestling as much as he should be or whatever. But, I mean, I hope he doesn't turn fully into the, you know, The Rock. And go that same path.
I think it probably won't be something like The Rock. I think he'll do like something like what Chris Jericho's doing, where he'll come back, he'll wrestle for about a year or 6 months or whatever, and then he'll leave and go do his thing. By the way, Chris Jericho's probably one of my favorite wrestlers out there right now. Who's there for an attitude.
You are now on the list.
I'm on the list now.
Yep. I just want to plug in the list to say Chris Jericho.
I wonder if they're going to sell it on WWE.com.
The list.
Like pre-written with all the stuff in it.
You know, that would be funny if they did. I could probably see them making money off that too.
Yeah, I mean, they are making AJ Styles gloves, which I'm still upset because I didn't get a pair, but
you saw all those little kids at what was that, SmackDown?
Yeah, it's like all
walking around with those big old gloves on their hand.
Yeah, everybody has the gloves but me. Like, wow, like really? Like,
yeah.
Snatch one off a kid's hand or something like that?
They have some guy was like, oh no, they're sold out. I was like, what? Really? Well, this is one thing I can't even buy is just one of those gloves.
At least I got some overpriced nachos.
That's
at least I got that.
That's just a ring.
Like some, what was it, like $15 nachos? They charged me like $15 for a thing of nachos, and a half of a pepper. It wasn't even half of a pepper. It was like a quarter of a pepper.
And overpriced lemonade, where they give you more ice than they do lemonade.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
And seeds from the lemons.
What the hell? What?
Yeah, you didn't have seeds anyway.
What the hell are you drinking? All right, let's change the subject before that gets a little overboard. Yeah, okay. I wanted to kind of clear the air on some of this college football things. Today being Wednesday, the time you listen to this podcast on Podomatic.com. By the time you listen to this podcast on Thursday, this would be really old news. But the playoff standings came out last night. Corey, did you watch that or no?
No, I didn't really watch it, but I've just sort of tracked some of the news about it.
Yeah, I didn't really get to watch it, but from what I'm reading here, that my producer printed me off the sheet. Pretty much, obviously, Alabama's still number one. I mean, I think that's a given. I mean, if I set my bias to the side for a second, I mean, Alabama is pretty dominant right now. The last game, I probably would question that because usually they win by at least 20, 30 points, whatever, and that they didn't.
I still think that last win was a dirty win.
So Alabama's number one, Clemson's two, Michigan's three, Texas A&M, Washington, Ohio State, Louisville, Wisconsin, who Corey was talking about. Corey and I actually agree on that they're probably going to probably go all the way to the second playoff game. Auburn is number nine, hip hip hooray. Nebraska, Florida State, Penn State, who I am. Penn State got that victory over, who'd they beat again? Penn State got that victory over Ohio State. So that got them. They're at a 6-2 record. So is my Auburn Tigers. They're at a 6-2 record, by the way. Florida, that's really surprising to me. They're having a really good season. They're 6-1 on the season right now, coming off of a weird, awkward season that they had last year. But So you got Florida at 11, Penn State at 12, LSU at 13. They are, they're pretty much doing pretty good with Les Miles. What is that coach's name that they have right now? I'm not too sure.
But his name.
Yeah, but he's doing pretty good without Les Miles. But you got LSU at 13, Oklahoma 14, Colorado, Utah, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. Out of that list, out of the 21, let's see if I can find the other half. Florida State 22nd, Western Michigan, Boise State, and Washington State. So out of that top 25, Corey, who do you think, if we were to get to the final four, who do you think would make it?
I actually put Washington as being in that top four. I'm also gonna say I wanna say Wisconsin. I think they're going to go up there too. I want to say Auburn, but that's going to be a hard say, even though we're doing really good right now. But I'm definitely going to say Washington.
All right, so Washington, Auburn, who else? Top four.
And like I said, Wisconsin,
Mm-hmm. You got one more?
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm gonna probably give Texas A&M a bone, throw them in there.
Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
If it was top four right now, looking at the list as it is, So if Auburn wins out, probably the next couple of games, because I think the next game we have is a school who I don't remember.
Vanderbilt, will you sign next game?
Not too sure. But if Auburn wins out for the rest of the year, definitely then obviously we would go to the finals, which I believe. Let's see. Trying to figure this out real quick. Do bracketology in my head. I'll probably shoot for Alabama. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think about this, if Auburn wins out, that would mean that they would beat Alabama. But Alabama would probably drop no further than 4. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. It'd be about the same thing it was about two years ago when Alabama got beat by Auburn. And there was a possibility of Auburn playing in Alabama again.
So I'd probably, doing bracketology real quick, I'm looking at Alabama, Auburn. I'll take Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, and pretty hard choice this week. Auburn, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I'm gonna shoot for Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And I'll give you, if we were to go 6, I would go Florida and Nebraska. So Florida and Nebraska. If we were to go 6, because you got to have 2 wild cards. You got to have 2 wild cards just in case something happens. That would be my top 4 with the exception of 2. Like I said, Florida, it's a little weird because they've had such a up and down kind of season, just like Auburn has. But Florida's really impressed me. So has Washington, really. I don't remember seeing Washington in the at least above the spot that they are now. So this is pretty impressive to me. Wisconsin, I've always personally been a fan of. But I just don't see them coming out. Go ahead, Corey.
No, I was just saying the same thing with you. It's pretty much saying. Yeah. One deception on Washington, because I know, like, so I was listening to ESPN Radio 1, and they were talking about how Washington hasn't been in playoffs. Since Billy Lance, I believe, it's been some time since his last been in there.
On some other football news, looking at the NFL standings as they are, and of course the New England Patriots to you. Also, unfortunately, the Cowboys. I hate to say it, but in the NFC. Cowboys are 8-1. Cowboys can't do no wrong, huh? They just
Cowboys are actually 8-1. That's something I never thought I'd hear.
Yeah, they can't do any kind of wrong. The Vikings are 2-0. Seattle is 4-2, which is surprising because, you know, coming off of a Super Bowl victory, you'd think they'd probably be winning out the way they won the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Looking on this list, Buffalo Bills are 4-4. I'm really not a Bills fan. Detroit is 4-4. I'm looking for my Jets. I do not see my Jets. And there they are, but that's not newsworthy. So moving on to that. we're not going to talk about that. So moving on real quick, I wanted to elaborate on something that I was saying earlier, about this whole Survivor Series thing. So here, like we said, 3 weeks, is it 3 weeks from Sunday? It's 2 weeks from Sunday, actually. Survivor Series is coming up. And, we're looking at doing something probably on Facebook Live where we'll be interactive with you, the listener. It's going to be on our Facebook account. That would be facebook.com/letsbehonest01. And on there, we will be interacting with you. You'd comment you'd write in, and we'd read and answer your questions. And we'd give our personal thoughts, as we are doing now. We'll give our personal thoughts on what we thought about Survivor Series, which is probably shaping up to me to be probably the better show that I've seen this year, not including WrestleMania. But Corey, what do you think about the way Survivor Series is shaping up?
It's gonna be a hard call for me because, to be honest with you, Survivor Series is usually not my most favorite pay per view because I don't really like care for the whole elimination match or the traditional Survivor Series match. But we'll see how this shapes up to be.
It's actually starting out to be because these teams are filling up. I'm most excited about two things so far. I'm most excited about it's pretty much like an all-star game. You know what I mean? It's pretty much WWE's. Well, yeah, to me, it's pretty much like WWE's all-star game where you have the teams from each side, and they you know compete to see who's best. I'm excited about Goldberg and Brock, and I'm excited about Dolph Ziggler's open challenge match, which he did on SmackDown. He had an open challenge to Raw. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Now, I would like that. I actually like that idea of him having an open challenge on Raw. We'll see where that leads to.
No, go ahead, Corey.
But like I said, now you mentioned Dolph Ziggler. That's actually like last time I really liked Survivor Series when Dolph Ziggler was on Cena's team, and he pretty much Cena hadn't went against the Authority a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. We haven't seen the teams yet, so we won't. We won't go ahead and make any predictions yet. We'll do that the week of Survivor Series or the week before Survivor Series. But here next week will be our fourth show. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking next week, you and I, Corey, we will we'll put together teams. We have Team Corey and Team Derek. We will put ourselves together a mock draft, pretty much a fantasy draft. We'll pick 10 teams. We'll pick 10 superstars. We'll open it up to Raw, SmackDown, Ring of Honor, TNA, Lucha Underground, and New Japan Pro Wrestling. We'll open it all the way up, and we'll have 10 men and women, tag teams included. Tag teams count as one. And we'll have ourselves a mock draft. And then we'll kind of see, not necessarily to see who has a better squad, but just to let the people know how we feel about these 10 people. It's kind of like a level, I guess you could say. I like that. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like a good idea. What do you think about that, Corey?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
So this is what we'll do. So we'll do that next week. We'll do a top 10. We'll do fantasy mock draft, however you want to put it. But here's what I'll throw out. I'll throw out a little challenge, and we'll kind of put this out on Twitter and Facebook. We'll get it posted by the time the show posts. But we'll throw out a little challenge. The people who are listening, on our Facebook, Let's be honest 01 on Facebook, or Let's Be Honest 89 on Twitter, we could do let's do something like you guys post your top five favorite wrestlers of this period right now, whether it's WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, stuff like that. So you guys go onto those social medias, post up your five favorite wrestlers. The next show, I'll give you a shout out. We'll pick out our favorite list off of there, and we'll give you a shout out. But to close this show out real quick, obviously, we have to do Corey's favorite segment. It won't be a show without that favorite segment. Nothing makes me madder than...
Oh, this ties back into what I said earlier. Nothing makes me madder than when you go to somewhere and you order a drink and they give you more ice than they do drink. Like when we were at SmackDown, I paid like $7 for a cup of lemonade, and it filled up with more ice than lemonade. Like, come on, give me more lemonade, not a freaking cup of ice. It'd take me long to finish that cup.
It's food.
I know. Yeah, it's always about food.
It's,
hey, I don't know what's up with me and food.
If you love food, I mean, hey.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with loving food, but I mean, this is like 3 weeks. What's going on? But
there's something that made him mad this week.
Okay, I promise next week will not be about food.
Well, it can be about whatever you want it to be about. You didn't put a.
Nothing makes me madder than. Nothing makes me madder than when I sit here, as I do every week, and let's say I want to buy a cell phone, right? Not we're talking hypothetical. Let's say I want to buy a cell phone. Nothing makes me madder than when a company like, let's call them. Let's say their service starts with a T. Let's say I want a cell phone and I go to this place to get a cell phone. And they say, oh, we have unlimited data. Nothing makes me madder than false advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. You say you're going to give me unlimited data. And then I turn around and I get data charges.
What? Hey, how do you get data charges on unlimited data?
Exactly. Like, unlimited has a limit. That's not unlimited data. That's not unlimited anything. That's just like me talking on the phone and then the phone hanging up and says you have no more minutes. You have no more unlimited minutes.
Yeah, how do you run out of unlimited minutes?
I don't think that's possible, but nothing makes me madder than false advertising. I despise it. That's pretty much what it is. Tamir? As usual, Tamir doesn't have one. Go ahead, Corey.
I was going to say, that you mentioned it, you remember when Straight Talk first came out, they used to kept talking about, limited talk text and data. But then they have a little small, footprint, only up to, 2 gigabytes of your data is unlimited, and you get all out.
I think that's funny because I think everything says unlimited data. I think everything says unlimited data, unlimited this, unlimited that. You know, like you said, Straight Talk's the same way. They have unlimited data, but once you get to 5 gigs, it slows down, and then I don't know what people can do at 2 gigs. You know, I kind of understand that. I can
break through 2 gigs in like an hour, maybe less than that.
I don't know. I just, false advertising is something that really takes me off. But anyway, so this has been a real informative show. We put out a lot of information today, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Just totally breaking news. Talking about how Alabama was number one. Nobody knew that. Who keeps up with that? Right?
Yeah.
The Cowboys are
number one.
You said it.
That's a parole.
The Cowboys are still winning. The Lakers are the Lakers. The Jets are the Jets. Like I said, you can hit us up on Twitter and our Facebook. Give us your top 5 wrestlers. We'll pick the best list. We'll shout it out next week. Corey and I are going to give you our top 10 fantasy draft, mock draft, whatever you want to call it. We're going to give you our top 10 list next week. Looking forward to next week's show. Does anybody have anything?
War Eagle,
indeed. Well, that's a good way to start. That's a good way to finish the show. So, for Tamia, for Corey, we'll see you next week. Let's Be Honest.